This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, former President Trump survives impeachment trial for the second time. That story right after this short message.
Times are changing, but at Liberty University, our purpose remains the same: to equip people to go out into the world and make a difference through their calling. Though we are blessed with an amazing campus, our most valuable resource has always been our students and those who inspire them. They are our motivation to continue providing a world-class education founded on biblical principles. Because no matter what, Liberty's mission will always remain the same: training champions for Christ. Learn more by texting EQUIP to 49596.
For the second time, Donald Trump has been impeached by the House of Representatives, but then acquitted by the Senate. This time, the charge was inciting an insurrection on January 6th that was related to the breach of the United States Capitol during the Electoral College vote. In order to convict former President Trump, 67 senators would need to vote in favor of conviction, but the final vote fell short by 10. Seven Republicans, Richard Burr of North Carolina, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Mitt Romney of Utah, Ben Sasse of Nebraska, and Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, did vote to convict, but are now facing backlash from their local Republican bases. House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi angrily ridiculed the Senate GOP members, saying that they were a cowardly group of Republicans. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz shared his support for Trump, saying, "Donald Trump used heated language, but he did not urge anyone to commit acts of violence. Unfortunately, this impeachment trial did nothing to bring the domestic terrorists who committed these heinous acts to justice." Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida commented about his decision, saying, "I voted to acquit former President Trump because I will not allow my anger over the criminal attack of January 6th, nor the political intimidation from the left to lead me into supporting a dangerous constitutional precedent." He also said in his statement that, "The election is over, a new president is in the White House, and a new Congress has been sworn in. Let history, and if necessary, the courts, judge the events of the past. We should be focused on the serious challenges of the present and preparing our country to confront the serious test it will face in the future." Freshman Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama commented via Twitter that, "After hearing the arguments presented, I voted to not convict for a number of reasons, including the fact that I don't think the Senate has the authority to try a private citizen. There were no winners today. The American people lost. Our country is hurting from a global pandemic, and rather than addressing the serious needs of our constituents, we wasted a full week on an unconstitutional trial. Now is the time for us as a country to move on. We need to remember that at the end of the day, we are on the same team, the American team." In his issued statement, former President Trump communicated to his supporters and legal team, thanking them for their dedication. He concluded that statement with saying, "We have so much work ahead of us, and soon we will emerge with a vision for a bright, radiant, and limitless American future. Together, there is nothing we cannot accomplish. We remain one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God, and it's our responsibility to preserve this magnificent inheritance for our children and for generations of Americans to come. May God bless all of you, and may God forever bless the United States of America." Also giving his thoughts regarding the acquittal of former President Trump, Franklin Graham tweeted his comments, saying, "The U.S. Senate finally acquitted former President Donald J. Trump of all charges. Now that this is over, I hope they will get to work on solving the problems that are facing our country and are important to the lives of most Americans." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.